This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Morning Rose with Joe Saboni, Joe Slavsky. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV. So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings, which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Captain of break.
Joe Saboni. So they call me on Valentine's
Saboni.
Day. That's right. We got Mark Grandy here in for Joe Shasky.
I haven't heard that one before.
No, there's so many mispronunciations when it comes to my name. Throughout the history of it, I got Joey Spaghetti, I've gotten Joey Macaroni, I've gotten Joey Spumoni, I've gotten all of them. That's okay. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. We're just talking about this series, man. Yeah, a series! No more playing. I'm done with that crap. The first series since 2023 when the Warriors fell in the Western Conference semis in Game 6 to the Los Angeles Lakers. It feels like a lifetime ago. Or does it feel like yesterday?
A lifetime.
Okay, you want it to be. You want to bury that memory deep, deep down. Yeah, Jordan Poole's still on that team. Klay Thompson was still on that team. Dante DiVincenzo was on that team. Right, DiVincenzo. As we're going,
Dante.
We got three Italians in Lubman today.
He's an Italian.
In the show. Thank you, Tony in Oakland.
And, who's also Italian.
She is 888-957-9570. We'd love your participation, as always. And you can call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line.
Can I just say really quick how just amazing it is that we actually have a series considering what this team was when they acquired Jimmy Butler? Under 500, fighting not to be a playoff team, but to be a play-in team, at times on the outside of the play-in, looking in. And now we're talking about this team not as if, because they legitimately have a shot to win a postseason series or to go to the Western Conference Finals, and who knows what the hell happens. Like, it is absurd that what has happened this year.
It's kind of funny because that trade basically coincided with when I got this job here on the A chair. It was literally my first show was right after the Luka Doncic to the Lakers trade. It was insane.
It was Monday after that Saturday.
And it was the week of the Super Bowl, and no one was talking about the Super Bowl. You're talking about the Luka Doncic.
Trade deadline was about Thursday of that week?
Correct. Exactly.
That was the Monday after the Saturday deal.
Correct. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think also what happened there was the De'Aaron Fox trade, the Zach LaVine stuff happened.
Yeah.
And then obviously that culminated with Jimmy Butler to the Warriors. And everyone thought, remember that Wednesday it was, Kevin Durant, are we going to get Kevin Durant? And Shasky was saying that. He's like, and I was still saying that it's not happening. I was like, there's just no shot. As Slater said, it might've been 50-50. That's how, what he was hearing. That's how like tight we were into the Kevin Durant sweepstakes.
As far as I understand it, the parameters to a deal were agreed upon, and then KD was like, no, don't trade me.
Exactly. He's like, I'm out. I don't want to get traded midseason, and I think that poo-poos it out. Shasky still believes there's hope for getting Kevin Durant this summer for some ungodly reason. I was like,
well, he didn't say no as coming to the Warriors specifically.
Let's call it what it is. Jimmy Butler was a better fit than Kevin Durant would have been. For this team, in this situation, I don't even think it's a question. Jimmy Butler was the guy you needed and you wanted. He gave this organization a kick in the pants. He was the yin to Stephen Curry's yang. It was great. I know everyone wanted to relive the glory days, the glory years. Kevin Durant's not that guy anymore. He's not. Playoff Jimmy's still that guy. We saw it. We saw play-in Jimmy, first of all. And playoff Jimmy, we're going to see on Sunday. And that is something that changes the trajectory of this team. I think, and me included, I'll add myself, I was a little skeptical of whether this guy could switch that proverbial flip the proverbial switch, Mark. That one always tricks me up. Thank you. But I was skeptical if he could do that, because you know what? We hadn't seen a very aggressive, at least shooting the ball, Jimmy Butler. And let's call it what it is. The efficiency wasn't really there. Like, the shot didn't look right for the last couple months until it did in this last week. And he's been on fire shooting the ball, and he's looking aggressive. He's looking confident. Now I'd like to get those free throws in, the percentage there, because you just make your free throws, Jimmy. That game is not as hairy late.
To the line 18 times,
18.
Though.
18. Well, that's what I'm saying here.
And Steph got 13.
13.
Those two got to the line 31 times.
Insane. They were 28 of 34 in total to the Grizzlies, 20 of 23. Like, so much for that Warriors not getting the whistle. Like, that, like, Jimmy, the Jimmy Butler Warriors get to the line. They get the favorable whistle. So I think, like, Dub Nation has to, you know, throw away all those preconceived notions about the league being against the Warriors and Steph not getting calls. No, Steph got his calls, And there were some ticky-tack ones on Scottie Pippen Jr. when he was guarding him a lot. I thought there was a lot of ticky-tack call.
Officials were bad both ways.
They were, but again, I think it just goes to show if you're aggressive in the paint and Jimmy Butler leading that charge, it's going to help not only Jimmy, Draymond, Steph, but the rest of the Warriors team if they're just going to attack the paint, because that is what's been missing these last couple of years. It's not something they're known for, but Jimmy unlocks just another area of that game, Mark, if you will. And it's going to be interesting to see another physical series here against the Houston Rockets, who they like to muck it up, man. They like to muck it up. And Jimmy's a perfect player for that.
Can I read these stats to you really quick? Before and after Jimmy, right?
Please.
Pre-Jimmy, post-Jimmy. In 51 games before Jimmy Butler debuted, the Warriors shot 72% from the free throw line, dead last in the NBA. Mm. Pre-Jimmy Butler, the Warriors would attempt about 20 free throws per game, 27th in the NBA. So you're like bottom feeder, both attempts-wise and percentage-wise from the line.
Mm-hmm.
In the 30, now 32 games since Jimmy Butler debuted, the Warriors' percentage from the line has jumped from 72% to 82%, from last to third. So percentage has taken a major jump, and they've gone from 27th attempts per game, or 27th in the NBA, 20 attempts per game, to third in the NBA, 25 attempts per game.
Mm.
It's amazing what he has done to the Warriors. He has legitimately transformed them. Not only were they not getting to the line before Jimmy, they weren't making them. Now they are getting to the line and making them.
Steve Kerr talked about it after the game on how Jimmy has transformed this into a different team.
You know, he just told me, I don't care who guards me, you know, just give me space, give me the ball, I'll make something happen. And that's the beauty of Jimmy. I mean, you guys can see it. Like, we have morphed into a different team. We've got the movement and the flow of Steph, but we've also become, for half the game, a great ISO team. We've never been an ISO team here. There's great advantage to that, to be able to get to the line, to be able to generate offense without, you know, having to fly around and set a million screens. So Jimmy has completely changed everything for us since he's been here, and tonight was a great example of that.
And Steve Kerr on with Willard and Dibbs today, Mark, tentatively?
Yes. 5:30.
Steve Kerr, courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
It was supposed to be yesterday, but he was, I would imagine, knee-deep in devising the strategy to beat the Rockets, so he had to push it today.
Where's Jonathan Kuminga going to start? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, they're going to ask him about JK, so just make sure you're locked in.
Got to be locked in. Always locked into Steve Kerr, though. The boys do a hell of a job with that interview. It's a very interesting one because Steve is, you know, he's very calculated. He's a very smart guy, but he's also very personable. A lot like Bob Myers, who, by the way, Bob Myers, it's very interesting to watch him, former GM and president of basketball operations with the Golden State Warriors, watching his pre and post, obviously, with ESPN. And they were asking him, I was just watching a clip yesterday about the whole Nico Williams thing. It was Nico Williams, Nico Collins, whatever. But the GM.
Nico Harrison?
Nico Harrison. Why did I say Nico Williams? I don't even know who that is. Nico Harrison, GM
Nico
of
Williams,
the.
Is he a soccer player?
He might be someone. Nico Harrison, the GM.
Not Nico Iamavela.
Thank you. No, not him. Of the Dallas Mavericks. But they were asking about, you know, the media being allowed to speak to him, but like no audio or video around it. And it was like a whole owner contrived thing. Anyways, I'm going off on a tangent here, but it was just very funny to watch Stephen A. and Bob Myers, and how, and I'm not speaking for Bob here, but whenever Stephen A. says these outlandish things, looking at Bob's face is hilarious. I wonder how Bob's feeling watching this team right now and watching what Mike Dunleavy was able to do. It was kind of his protege, if you will, because I don't think we talk enough about what Mike Dunleavy has done with this team. We give all the credit to Jimmy and, you know, Steve Kerr rightfully, and, you know, unlocking this and finding the right combinations. Mike Dunleavy pulled the trigger on the move, man. We got to give him his credit when it's due. And I was skeptical. His first move was not a popular one when he came here, Mark. It was obviously getting rid of Jordan Poole and bringing in enemy number one for Golden State, Chris Paul. Like, what? That was the first move to bring him in? And then obviously the lack of moves last summer. A lot of people wanted Larry Markkinen. People wanted Paul George. He ended up getting Buddy Hield. Kyle Anderson, D'Anthony Melton, okay.
Hey, a couple of those picks or a couple of those players ended up getting you Jimmy Butler in return.
Way, it did. No, it did. And then you flipped Andrew Wiggins, obviously, and you got Jimmy Butler. So let's give Mike Dunleavy a lot of credit here for pulling that trigger. We don't do it enough, so I'm shouting you out, Mike.
He deserves more credit. You're
absolutely.
Right. It's more than just Jimmy. It's Pajemski.
Yeah.
It's Quentin Post.
Yes. Those picks have been huge.
Yeah.
It's undoubtable at this point. But to your point with Steve Kerr, just giving him credit overall, when we talk about the combinations with this team, because that's ultimately what is going to be decided in this series, the right combinations, it's the chess match. That's why I love series in basketball. I know a lot of people think like, I don't know, like I love the one game scenario in football. And we do, we love football. And there's this finality to everything when it comes there, this limited number of games and interactions with these teams. But the series chess match is always interesting, right? I always look at baseball too, like Bruce Bochy, the chess match of where to start this pitcher, where to bring in this guy, where to put this batter in the lineup, right? I think Steve Kerr is so damn good at that. And if I was just to ask you and the listeners at 888-957-9570, the five-player combination, the best five-player combination for you is what right now? Because I think you get a lot of different answers. We know what the starting five lineup has been, and it's been pretty freaking good. It's Draymond, Jimmy, Steph, Moody, Pajemski. And they're going to keep doing that, I think. That's going to be what they're doing going forward. But is that the best five-player combination that they could be? 888-957-9570. I think we'll get a lot of different answers. I want to hear from the people. I want to hear from you, Mark. Is that the best five, or is that just the best starting five for you?
This might be, you know, the easy answer, the cop-out answer. I think that is the Warriors' best five. Doesn't mean it's perfect. Doesn't mean that you still can't have other good fives. But I think that gives the Warriors a pretty good combination of defense with Moody, Draymond, and Jimmy. And without sacrificing too much defense, you also are getting some shooting. Now, you hope that the shooting from Pajemski and Moody, specifically Moody, is better. Pajemski had a bad game versus Memphis, but has largely been good for like 2 months now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, and we talked about this a little bit earlier, with the Kuminga inclusion in the Draymond and Jimmy lineups that doesn't work because of a lack of shooting, you can't have another non-shooter in there. So like maybe the only other thing I would consider changing is maybe you sub in someone like Quentin Post Moses Moody. Or for Pajemski, or something like that to get more shooting. But if you're going up against a big like the Clippers and Zubats, like you can't play Quentin Post in moments like so. Some of this is matchup dependent, but I think for the most part it's the starting five, and then maybe it's subbing in Quentin Post for someone like Pajemski or Moody based on matchups. But I think that starting five, it, you know, you are weak in terms of size and rebounding and all of that, but it gives them a good mix of defense along with shooting, and that's what the Warriors have to have, because they are always going to be a team that relies on their defense. And if they do that, you're going to have to take advantage on the offensive end. And if you're trotting out there like four non-shooters, it's not going to work. So you need enough shooting out there. You hope that Moody shot comes around again, and that would make that lineup a whole lot better. But I think that's the best combo of both ends of the floor for the Warriors right now.
See, I would think, and it's a good point, and you said the name that I was thinking about. It's Draymond for me, and we're talking about the five best players and what combination that is for the Golden State Warriors. It's not the best players per se, but the best combination of five players, I should say. Let me be more clear. The best combination of five players for the Golden State Warriors is what? 888-957-9570. Because you can do the five best players, and maybe these are the five best players on the team right now. Maybe they are, but I like to think that Quentin Post, which sounds insane, I might swap Quentin Post in the starting lineup for Brandon Pajemski in that best starting five combination for me, just because of the size aspect and because I don't think you're losing too much defensively on both. I don't think Pods is some great or elite defender. I don't think you're saying that. I don't think anyone is. He has some charges here. He's got some moxie occasionally when he's not, you know, complaining about falling down and acting like he tore his ACL. Then he gets back up and after 2 minutes, then he's fine. Like he did that against the Grizzlies real quick. He laid on the floor like he was like LeBron James or something going for an Academy Award or Luka Doncic. It's like, get up, Pods. You're okay, bud.
No one's going to mistake Pods for like an amazing individual one-on-one defender.
He's not Tony Allen.
No. And he plays, I think he plays pretty good defensively in an overall team scheme. Like he generally knows where to be, what is being asked of him, where to funnel. Like he understands the game plan, and like he's smart enough to like funnel this driver to Draymond or to Jimmy. But you put him out there on the perimeter against like a really, really good perimeter player, he's not going to stay in front of him. And we focus so much on defense of, can you keep your guy in front of you? One-on-one, POA, point of attack defense, right? Can you do that? Pajemski's not great at that, no doubt. But the Warriors don't really have a lot of guys who are great at that. Where they are great is the defensive scheme and what Draymond does away from the ball, what Jimmy does away from the ball, they erase so much. So yeah, Pajemski's not a great defender, but I think overall in the scheme of the team defense, he fits into that, but he's not a lead by himself, no doubt.
888-957-9570, same number to call or text. And by the way, you can text us now on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Your five-player combination, the best five-player combination for the Golden State Warriors is what? I'm going Draymond, Jimmy, Steph, Moody, and then Quentin Post, QP. I guess that's a mayo, too, QP mayo. It's like Japanese mayo. It's supposed to be like better or something. I'm more of a best food guy, personally. Some people don't like mayo at all. Are you a mayo guy? Do you like it? Some people hate it. Some people like the Mike Silvers of the world.
I'm not a huge mayo guy, but some people hate it. It's in my fridge.
Okay, it's in your fridge.
I think Hellman's best food.
Same thing. Yeah, there you go. Okay, I'll allow it. It's good. Okay.
We do have a text from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line.
Give it to me.
Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, Pajemski and JK.
Oh.
Or QP in for Pajemski still alongside JK.
Interesting that Jonathan Kuminga would be there because, again, we go back to that closing lineup they had, which I still think is their best regular season win because it really proved to me that I'm buying this team and the role players if they step up in the moment. It was that win in Los Angeles for me. That was the best win of the season prior, obviously, to that play-in win over the Memphis Grizzlies that secured their playoff spot. But the way that...
Not Denver the next night on the back-to-back?
No, because I thought winning in L.A. meant more than winning at home at Chase Center. I hear you on that one, and I get the ownage that the Denver Nuggets have had on you in the regular season.
Lakers also had ownage.
But the Lakers, like, they needed to clear that mental hurdle, I think. And we hadn't seen them without Anthony Davis. And that was a big question mark, I think, for all of us. Like, okay, no Anthony Davis, who's owned that matchup with that size, you know, blocking the interior, all of that. And now you got Luka Doncic. You can't guard a nosebleed, if you will. But offensively, he had a poor game that game.
Luka was so bad that
game. He was awful.
Oh, my God.
He was horrible. He was complaining. He was crying to the refs.
It was disgusting.
It was awful. That being said, you needed Jonathan Kuminga in that game. You needed Brandon Pajemski late in that game. And Pajemski hitting big shots. Again, in that building, in that arena, for those guys to step up in that fashion, that proved to me, hey, those guys aren't scared of the moment. That's what I garnered from that. It's one thing to do it at home against the Nuggets, but to do it in L.A. against the Lakers the way they did it, Jonathan Kuminga, that was the best game I've seen in his professional career. Maybe not scoring-wise, but given the circumstances, offensively, defensively, getting the boards, being a facilitator, all of that encompassed, that was the high watermark for Jonathan Kuminga. I still think that player is in there, and I'm not forgetting that player because I think we're a little jaded because of the couple games after that, but I just think the team overall was kind of disappointing. Going back to that Rockets loss on Sunday, Steph had 3 freaking points. I'm not even going to count that Suns game, Mark. I'm just not even going to. I don't know what... That wasn't an NBA team. I don't know what that was. That was not even a youth level. They just looked completely checked out.
You want to know what's funny is the Warriors dominate the Suns, then they return home and they lose to the Spurs.
Yes.
The Suns then played the Spurs and the Suns dominated the Spurs.
See, I'm not even, they were so checked out. Was that after Budenholzer got fired? I don't even know.
No. It was before.
Okay, it was before.
Budenholzer didn't get fired till the end of the regular season.
Win one for Budenholzer, that was what it was there? Yeah, like win one for Chauncey? Who got rewarded after that Warriors loss with the contract extension?
Yeah. But the 415, we threw out those lineup combinations. Again, 415 said Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, and then Pajemski and JK, or swap in Quinn Post for JK. I'm just telling you, 415, I hear you, but that is the Jimmy, Draymond, JK trio that Steve Kerr has said simply doesn't work. And I have the advanced analytics for you if you're interested.
But
that three...
How many minutes for that three, real quick?
They played 38 total minutes together over the course of 11 basketball games.
Is that enough sample size? Really?
Enough for Steve Kerr.
Oh, that's... ridiculous.
That trio has a 97.5 offensive rating and a 122.4 defensive rating for a net rating of -25.
That's math.
That
right
trio.
There. That's that Oregon Ducks education right there.
-24.9. I rounded up.
Okay.
But that trio, even if you have the greatest shooter in the history of basketball, Stephen Curry, and Quinn Bosch, who's a pretty darn good shooter himself.
The second greatest shooter in the history of basketball. Sometimes.
Some say that. there's just not enough spacing offensively.
That's and 38 minute sample size. That's not enough.
Part of the reason why the defensive numbers are so bad, because you might say, well, okay, maybe they're worse offensively, but that group should be pretty good defensively with Jimmy and with Dre and with Kuminga. Kuminga has the ability in him to be a good defender. We haven't seen it incredibly consistently, but he has that ability. You might wonder, well, why are they so bad defensively as well? Because guess what? When you can't get an open shot on offense, your defense suffers. It's why Quinton Post is so valuable, and I think it's why they lost against the Spurs. Because when Quinton Post was out with that illness for two games, suddenly the Warriors could not survive the non-Steph minutes. Quinton Post makes those lineups work because he's out there without Steph. You need shooting somewhere else. And Quinton Post, maybe not the second-best shooter in the history of the league, but is the second-best shooter on the Warriors. Like, there's no doubt about that anymore.
It's crazy, right? Because, well, your boy Buddy Hield, you said, was one of the greatest shooters in the history of the NBA.
I'm just saying, now
Quinton Post is
open.
Come on.
Open three-pointer. Right, I'm going to go Max Kellerman. Fate of the world on the line. Martian's got the death beam pointed at Earth. Other than Steph, which Warrior do you want taking that three?
Well, I want Iguodala, but I guess it's Quinton Post.
It has to be.
Yeah. Anyone but Buddy Hield.
It has to be Quinton Post. I'd
rather get up no shot than let Buddy Hield take the last shot.
Buddy Hield is going to make you all eat those words. At one point, there's going to be a Buddy Hield moment in a Buddy Hield game.
When we're down by 30.
Well, no. There's going to be a situation, maybe a quarter, maybe just a three, and you're all going to say, I apologize.
Buddy Hield hits a massive three to cut the lead to 27. I want Iguodala.
Yeah, there we go. I was listening to you and Joe Shasky, I think it was on Tuesday, previewing the game versus the Grizzlies, and I think I heard Shasky say, I hate that I'm saying this, but Buddy Hield tonight, I think he's going to have a big game versus the Grizzlies. And Buddy Hield, 12 minutes, 2 points, 1-for-4 from the field.
That's your Buddy Hield moment right there.
3 from downtown.
Are you surprised at all? We've been seeing like the five best player combination, and that's what we're talking about right now. 888-957-9570. The five best player combination for the Golden State Warriors is what? We've heard a lot of Jonathan Kuminga in there. The guy just had two DMPs. Are you surprised at all by that? What is it about Jonathan Kuminga? I'll hear you for a series against the Rockets because you know what? This season, in the sample size, again, we're going small sample size. I know you listed that trio of Jimmy.
38 minutes.
Draymond, 38
11
minutes.
Games.
That's not enough for me. Quite frankly, it's not. But if we're going to do that, let's do this then. Jonathan Kuminga against the Rockets this year, he's averaged 21.6 boards. 1.8 assists. I was doing some rounding there. If we want to round up, 21-7-2 for JK against the Rockets. Something or nothing right there for you. Something or nothing.
I don't know.
See, but well, if you're going to do the small sample size of 38 minutes for spacing, the guy balls out against the Rockets. Does he not?
Yeah, he does. But that was also in two of those games without Steph, in one of the game without Steph and Draymond. Like,
is that more impressive that he's doing that, right? No?
It means his role is bigger and he's being asked to do more. And I think generally, this is not a knock on Kuminga. This is the Kuminga reality and the Kuminga situation. He has more consistently been better when he's been asked to do more, which might think of that as a good thing. When more responsibility is on his plate, he's generally been good. And I think part of the disconnect now is with Jimmy Butler in town, he is not being asked to do as much. And when he is asked less of, he has a harder time kind of figuring out where to fit in, where to get his, how to impact winning. He does not have a hard time impacting a basketball team positively when he is like the go-to option, right? But when he has to play behind Steph and behind Draymond and behind Jimmy, it has been harder for him to find his role to slip into where he impacts this team winning basketball games. I felt this way for a really long time, and I think it goes back to before the Jimmy Butler deal. I thought the Warriors, pre-Jimmy Butler, when they didn't have anything going for them, I thought the Warriors had to adjust their plan to JK.
He was balling. Let's not forget, prior to the injury,
and they were
balling.
Doing it a little bit. They were adjusting their offense to JK. It's kind of what you played that cut from Steve earlier from post game on Tuesday, talking about how Jimmy has completely morphed their team, saying Jimmy has made us a good isolation team. You see us, we've changed our style. Jimmy has a mismatch. We're throwing the ball to him, getting everybody else out of the way. Jimmy, go get us a bucket. Get us to the free throw line. Mm-hmm. That's also where JK thrives. That's where JK is at his best. And for too long in JK's career, he's been asked to fit alongside Steph and Dre in the motion offense, right? And that's kind of like trying to fit a square block in or in a round hole, like a square peg in a round hole. It hasn't worked. And the Warriors began to kind of adjust their plan to fit JK's style. And then he got hurt, and then Jimmy came in, and now the Warriors have a style that doesn't have to really be adjusted to JK because they're doing a pretty good job without him.
See, it's interesting, and if you're just joining us, it's Grandy in for Shasky, it's Spadoni here, we're rolling, we're talking Warriors-Rockets, and your five best player combination is what for the Golden State Warriors right now heading into the series, 888-957-9570. You know, people are probably tuning in a lot to this station saying, God, why are we talking about so much about Jonathan Kuminga, a guy that got DNPs? We're talking so much about Jonathan Kuminga because we've been told for the last few months, whether he was hurt and he wasn't there and you're trying to reintegrate him, like, he is that missing link, whether you talk to the Anthony Slaters of the world, who knows this team better than anyone, who covers them, whether you talk to the Mark Grandy, who's been covering this team all year, Evan Giddings, like anyone that's covered this team, whether from the top of the top to the bottom fan that just watches them every single day, every single game. You look at the West, you look at a lot of young and athletic and long teams. This is going to be the most difficult gauntlet. If they do succeed and get through this Western Conference gauntlet, it would be the most difficult gauntlet they have been through in the history of the Stephen Curry, Steve Kerr era. I don't even think there's a question or a doubt about that. It's not even close as far as I'm concerned. And having to get through it, you need guys to match that. You have your three best players are all old men. Let's just call it what it is. In basketball years, they're old men. They're not senior citizens, as Draymond alluded to after the game. And all due respect to the senior citizens, but
don't feel bad for us.
35 years old, Draymond Green. 35 years old, Jimmy Butler, and 37 for Stephen Curry. And all three of those guys have had a lot of wear and tear throughout the years. A lot of deep finals and playoff runs for all three of those guys. So you're going to need, whether it's a Moses Moody, you're going to need a Brandon Pajemski, but those guys don't have ultimately what Jonathan Kuminga has more so than any other person on this team, which is that size, that length, that athleticism that the Lakers have, that the Oklahoma City Thunder have, that the Denver Nuggets do have, that the Clippers have as well. All of those teams have those things. And you need Jonathan Kuminga in certain aspects, and maybe in this series against the Rockets. I think absolutely in the series against the Rockets, you're going to need him to have some big moments in big ways. That's what we've been talking about for months, and that's what has been sold. The Warriors can't get through this West without Jonathan Kuminga. So that's why we keep talking about him, if you're just joining us and even listening to the station, because it is a conundrum right now. And the fact that he got these DNPs, Mark, it leaves a lot of fans questioning, like, man, what? We were told from all you guys for all these months that they need GK, and then in the biggest games of the years, they don't use them. Well, so that's why we're talking about it, if people are just joining us. And is that fair to say, like, you still need Jonathan Kuminga if you want to compete in this West? Is that too strong? Because we've been talking about it.
They don't need JK in a vacuum. They need JK playing good basketball. Like, JK playing good basketball and filling the role that Steve Kerr and the Warriors are asking him to fill, that would undoubtedly put them to another level. Like, no one is denying that. But you don't need the JK in Portland, who the ball gets to him and it stops. And you have Steph on the left wing open, and Kuminga's on the right wing after getting a pass from the right corner and just kind of standing there for 5 seconds figuring out what to do. Should I drive? Should I pass? Should I shoot? What am I? Defense then adjusts and they react, and Steph is covered up. Like, they don't need that. They absolutely don't need that. They need JK to run the floor. They need JK to slash. They need JK to get on the glass offensively and defensively. And they need JK to be an above average perimeter defender.
Okay.
And if he does those things, he will play a lot of minutes and he will impact the Warriors positively this series and in the postseason. But what the Warriors are saying, at least right now, is we don't have a ton of confidence he's going to do that often enough to be a positive player.
See, you know what's funny? In the biggest games that he has played in his career, and I'll go back to that Lakers game because I'm going to keep bringing it up because I thought that was his best game of his career, given the circumstances, given the team, given the venue they were playing at, all the expectations, LeBron, Luka, Austin Reeves, like all of those guys in that building, and he showed out, and he wasn't backing down. He had a sick block, I think, on Luka or Austin Reeves, one of them. He was flying all over the place, and that athleticism was off the charts in a game with a lot of star power and a lot of offensive playmaking. He was more than holding his own in that game. But I go back to that game, and I also go back to the play-in game a year ago where he did get some action, and he was keeping him in that game. Like, so I'll hear you, and it was a different team, and Jimmy Butler wasn't there. But in the biggest moments, in the biggest games, and at least in the last, you know, 2 years, I've seen him show up in a one-game scenario. So that's why I was scratching my head a little bit that we just didn't see any of him against the Clippers or against the Grizzlies, quite frankly. And again, those are one-game scenarios, but I just gave you some one-game scenarios where he did show up and show up. We got some calls here that I want to get into, and I want to go to the phones. 888-957-9570 is the number. Also hit us up on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Same number to call or text. Let's go to Dirty Chai in Berkeley. Wants to touch on these Kuminga DNPs. Good morning, Dirty Chai. How we doing?
Hey, guys. Long time listener. OG Roaster. First time caller.
Let's go.
Appreciate you.
Big fan of you guys. I think so. I'm in the minority of listeners and callers lately. That's why I called in. I actually understand the DNPs. I was calling for it a couple weeks beforehand when Kuminga came back, ruined our chemistry, ball stopping, getting really anxious. And what's sad about it is before his injury, the game was really starting to slow down for him. I actually think the best game I saw him play was against the Rockets when we went down there. I think Steph was out, but he was a monster against those athletic wings that they have. So I know he's got the potential. Like, the thing is, he came back from injury and he's slow. He's anxious. He's getting in his feelings. He's upset. We can't afford for him to wait. And what you just described, you know, like run the floor, be an above average wing defender, scrap for the loose balls. Like, Santos already does that. And he plays smart every minute he gets. He can't play above the rim. He doesn't give us as high a ceiling as JK, but his floor is a lot higher than JK's. So I think I understand the DNPs.
All right, that's Dirty Chai in Berkeley. He's saying, you know what? And if you ask Steve Kerr, he'll tell you, hey, it was a DNP for Gui Santos back on that Sunday game against the Clippers. Like, I was DNP for him, and Gui Santos played in six minutes, but he made his presence felt with those hustle plays, and that's what Steve Kerr, as you alluded to, Mark, that's what he loves.
And Kerr said pregame Tuesday before the Grizzlies game, and he made a point of this, which is why it was no surprise that Gui played on Tuesday. Pregame Tuesday, Steve Kerr said, yeah, you know, I think I should have played Gui versus the Clippers.
Well, it was weird because there was a moment in the game, and I was watching on the ESPN coverage of it, and shout out NBC Sports Bay Area doing a hell of a job with Bobby Fitz and Kalena, but I was out and about walking, and they had the ESPN game on, and I was locked into that one, and it was Bob Myers and Dave Pasch on the call.
This was the Clipper game?
This was the Clipper
on
game.
On Sunday, yeah.
And Gui, like, Bob Myers said, oh, Gui Santos about to come in.
It was.
And then he wasn't.
So, second quarter,
correct,
I believe, and this was already the point where GP2 had come in the normal Kuminga rotation. So,
yeah,
we already had sensed something's going on with Kuminga at that,
yep,
point. So, at that point, I'm there sitting press row, and I'm keeping my eye on the bench.
That's right.
Any
boots on the ground, Mark Grandin.
And any sub that comes in, I'm on it. And I see Kuminga, Santos gets off the bench,
yeah,
heads to the scorer's table like he's about to check in. And then I think the Clippers go on a mini run. Maybe they hit a three, and Steve Kerr calls timeout. And then out of that timeout, Gui did not check in. So something changed in Steve Kerr's mind during that timeout. And then we never saw Santos or Kuminga at that point the rest of the game even get off the bench to come into the game. But
right,
if there was one of them that was going to play in that game, it was going to be Gui over JK. And that also played out on Tuesday when Gui played 6 minutes. Had an immediate impact, by the way, as our caller just stated. You get that 100% energy and effort every single time from Gui. Had a positive impact in 6 minutes. And in a game that is decided, Spadoni, in the final minute, that could be the difference in a win or a loss. Like, every single possession is of the utmost importance. Like, after the Sunday loss to the Clippers, I was doing postgame that day, and can't even count the number of calls who said Kuminga would have helped us win that basketball game. And there's a very real possibility that that's the case. I am just going to tell you, there is also a very real possibility that if Kuminga played his normal rotation, the Warriors don't go to overtime. They lose that game in regulation, because it takes just one mistake in an overtime game where it was decided by a point in regulation, right? One fewer point for you, one more point for the opponent, and you lose. There is as much of a possibility that playing Kuminga would have lost the game in overtime or in regulation than it would have for the Warriors to win it in regulation.
I would have loved the look, and I get it. I hear you. just the size of him. And I do think we underrate his defensive prowess. I'm not saying by any means he's a lockdown one-on-one defender, but I do think he is very opportunistic in his size. And when he is, again,
he's got a rebound.
He's got a rebound, but you can't tell me coming out of that game, you don't like Jonathan Kuminga just guarding Desmond Bain. A couple more of those threes might not have went in. Like that, like I think his size would have given a guy like a Desmond Bane or even a John Morant, quite frankly. And again, John Morant's special.
Maybe.
He's going to blow past everyone. But
Warriors putting their best defenders on Ja and on Jaren Jackson Jr., and then they're going to deal with what Desmond Bane does.
But it's different, right? Like, I think the lateral quickness is probably Jonathan Kuminga has the best lateral quickness at this point. No disrespect to Jimmy Butler. The guy's 35 years old.
No, you're right on that.
He can't do that every single game. But I think he would have definitely helped in that scenario. There's just no doubt in my mind. But I do love that there was a Desmond Bane, and then there was a Batman reference by Jimmy Butler after the game. It was just, how could you not? I was doing a lot of Bane voices yesterday. Yeah. I mean, how could you not? I was born in the darkness.
I like it.
Thank you. But trying to nerd out here.
To get back to the like best five-man unit for the Warriors
the
right now?
Best combination of Warriors players. The best five combination right here. I'm kind of butchering how I'm saying it here, but the best five Warriors is the combination of what? 888-957-9570. A lot of people are saying Kuminga's in there.
That's why we're talking about it right now. For me, like, just flatly, Kuminga's not in any best five-man groups.
Is he on the fringe? Is he on the seventh, sixth man?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he's not playing.
Well, okay. Again, we're saying he's going to play in the series, though. Just those games he wasn't playing.
I read you the advanced numbers for the Draymond, Jimmy, and Kuminga,
minutes,
right?
Okay. Please, that's less than an episode of Love on the Spectrum, which I'm locked into on Netflix. Let's go.
Net rating of negative 25. Yes, I know, relatively small sample size, 38 minutes. Okay, the foil to Kuminga is Moody oftentimes, right? Like if Moody wasn't starting, it might be Kuminga, okay?
Okay.
The three-man group of Butler, Draymond, Moody, right? So the same three-man group, but Moody instead of Kuminga.
Mm-hmm.
That's net rating has a positive of plus 10.
Right.
Offensive rating of 115, defensive rating of 105.
How many minutes is that one?
554
minutes.
That's a lot.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, come on, man. 38 to 500?
Butler, Draymond, and Pajemski. Net rating of 13.5. Defensive rating is elite at 101.
Great. What's the number of minutes?
510.
Stop, please. Exactly. Like, this is what it comes down to. There's not enough minutes to argue. 38 is just not enough as far as I'm concerned. Anthony Slater agrees with me, by the way. Our Warriors insider. Yeah,
he agrees that Kuminga is needed. He doesn't. I don't think he agrees that the Butler, Draymond, Kuminga grouping works.
No, he said he hasn't seen enough of it to say it doesn't work. That's what he said. He says Steve Kerr.
Jury is out.
He knows Steve Kerr doesn't like it.
Okay.
So that's obvious. So that's what he goes to. But he, Marcus Thompson, Tim Kawakami, the Plus Minus podcast on Odyssey? Yep. Or is it Odyssey?
It's Odyssey original.
There you go.
Warriors Plus Minus.
Thank you. They all agree that they don't think it's enough minutes to really garner from that, at least Marcus Thompson and Slater. We got injury report, so we'll get Matthew, TC. We'll get to you guys on the other side, I promise. 888-957-9570 is the number. The five best Warrior combination is what? We're getting a lot of Jonathan Kuminga, surprisingly. Or is that surprising? 888-957-9570. But first, it is time for the injury report. Oh, we got an A's one here. Okay, the Athletics.
Oh.
Yeah, they're just the Athletics. They're not Oakland. They're not Sacramento. They're just the Athletics, ATH.
There should be an Oakland Athletic.
Right. They've been missing their second baseman, Zach Geloff, to start the season after undergoing surgery to repair a fractured hamate bone in his right wrist. Geloff was able to take the next steps in his recovery this week when he was able to take ground balls and throw on the field. He is still a ways away from beginning any sort of rehab assignment, but his recovery is trending in the right direction. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California Premier's workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. More of your calls, more of your texts. The five best combo for the Golden State Warriors. It's the five. I'm not saying individual players, Mark, and I want to be clear here. It's not the five best players. It's the five best combination of players.
How do they work together? Chemistry.
Thank you. 888-957-9570. We got Dave Fleming coming up at 8:30 as well. We'll touch on the San Francisco.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
The Giants there, and maybe get Dave's thoughts on this first-round matchup between the Warriors and the Rockets, and how he sees the Western Conference, because Dave is locked in on all things Bay Area sports. It's Grandy and Fraschaski. It's Spadoni. It's the Morning Roast. We're rolling, baby, on 95.7 The Game.